Blog Talk Radio.
I give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that his mercy endureth forever. Let those who trust in him and in his omnipotent power say that his mercy endureth forever. We truly are thankful, praising God, blessing his holy name, for he has done great things. Oh, yes, where we are exceedingly glad. And we're rejoicing this morning. Yes, we are. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in the United States of America or in Canada, South America, Antarctica. Yeah, even as distant as Antarctica. Asia, Africa, Europe, Australia, South America, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, understand this, there's liberty there. That means that there's no boundaries that are set. There's no limitations. All that there is elevation. And we are thanking God, just thanking him. Won't you thank him this morning? If it's morning where you are, give him praise. If it's afternoon, give him praise. Evening, give him praise. If it's nighttime, give him praise. Oh, even so, be it the midnight hour, because you know the midnight hour represents the shifting of the frequency. And let me tell you something, the power that illuminates in the kingdom of heaven changes everything on earth. Listen, call your friend, call your coworker. Call a family member, an associate, and tell them that the manna of restoration is here. It's here. It's come. You don't have to wait on it. It is here. Heard on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And let me tell you something. This is a very exciting time in the body of Christ. Let me tell you something. To those who have not received the fullness or the unction of the Holy Spirit, pray. Open up your heart. Open up your mind and allow God's presence to illuminate within you. He will speak to you. He will lead you. He will guide you into all truth. That is when the Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the divine teacher teaches us, tells us things that are in the present that maybe we haven't even seen made manifest. And even the things that are coming in the near future. He tells us some of the prophecies. Let me tell you something. This is a very special word of knowledge. I want you to grasp this. Sometimes the Holy Spirit gives us personal prophecies about our lives, about ourselves. Sometimes the Holy Spirit gives us prophecies about location, country. Yes, yes. Sometimes the Holy Spirit gives us knowledge, foreknowledge about people, about events to come, so that we are prepared to nurture, to enhance, and to edify believers, and to warn the unbelievers, and to the backslidden, and to the lukewarm about the things to come. And let me tell you something, the problem is, and here's the problem, people have become so desensitized to the power of the Holy Spirit and have set limitations. The Holy Spirit has no limitations. It's the Spirit of God. Does God know limitations? No, he does not. So remove the barriers. Remove that vain religiosity. Remove those doctrines and those traditions so that you could experience the height, the depth, and the breath of God. Because he's breathing on us. He's breathing on us. And there's miracles, 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 miracles right in the manifestation phase that he's doing. You don't have to see them with your eyes. Your spirit knows it. There's healings of deliverance, physical healings. It's made manifest now, and it's evolving. It's evolving. It's evolving. There's revelational knowledge that God is making manifold That's right. He's making manifold. Little by little, he's giving it to us so that we can see him and know that it's him. But sometimes you have to move yourself. Move yourself from people. Move yourself from the plethora of the media platform. Sometimes that becomes the most detrimental, the most atrocious presence. We tune in too much to the media platform. You want truth? Some of us are bound and hindered because we're too plugged into this world. Jesus warned us. He said, love not the world, nor the things in it. Behold, the world passes away. And you think about it, all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those things don't stand. But the power of God stands within us. And we are the ambassadors of his power. And when Jesus told us in the book of Mark, 16:17, go into all the world and to proclaim the truth. He said to us, he assured us that in his name we'll cast out devils. We'll speak with new tongues. We will be the conduits of miracles, miracles. But the miracle starts within us, that we would be the workers of miracles, because it's in his name. It's not in our name. It's not in our righteousness, because we don't have any. And this is where he wants us to go back to the Genesis perspective. That means we got to get rewired through the power of the Holy Spirit and get all that vain religiosity and that indoctrination out of us. That mind control. And it's sad to say this, and you have to say it because we have to speak the truth. So many individuals have fallen by the wayside because you know why? They got entrapped within indoctrination. They got entrapped within a organization, within a position. You know something? The power of God knows no position. It is all masterful, all powerful. We need to get out of that and get into the trueness of God. That's what we must do to experience his greatness in our lives. And this is what God is requiring of us. He wants to do so much for us. He wants to bless us and prosper us so much, but we just keep holding on to the mess. We keep holding on to the tradition. We keep holding on to the old ways. No, let go. So God can move in a miraculous momentum and you be the recipient of his greatness. And I tell you, it's a refreshing, it's a revitalization, and it is a definitive renewal to allow God to work in that manner. And I'm telling you, it's just a wonderful life. And before we go into today's broadcast, that's a rather unusual way of going in on this glorious and victorious day it is. It is Sunday, January the 9th, 2022. In my spirit, and here's a personal word of knowledge I want to share with you. I just saw so many men and women who had been damaged, who had been hurt, who had been brought down by vain religiosity, you know, getting involved in the various self-proclaimed religious organizations. And God is not a denomination. He's a spirit. And when you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And because the organization failed them and the way that they were treated, because they didn't measure up to the standards of man-made constitution, because they didn't meet to the very level of expectations within man's establishment, people were mistreated. They were talked down. They were ridiculed. They were demonstratized, made to feel less than. Some of them were falsely labeled, saying that the devil got a hold of them. No, the people were confused. They didn't understand the power of God and spiritual knowledge, and they were intermingling with man-made constitutions. That's enough to bring confusion to anyone. Well, let me tell you something beyond that. God sees you. He knows you, and he loves you still. And God is married to the backslider. And see, the thing is that lies have been told to people that, you know, you failed God. He doesn't love you anymore. God's love is eternal. He will never turn away from that which belongs to him. All you need to do is to come back into the fold and receive his greatness back into your life and watch the miraculous transformation take place. And this is what's been burdening me to do this. And I've been thinking about it, and I'm going forward. And as time progresses on, I will give you more information. I want you, those of you who fall in those categories, I don't care where you are in this world, I want you to reach out to me, because we're going to start a movement that's going to change the very face of this society. You're talking about spiritual enlightenment. You're talking about miraculous interventions. You're talking about the supernatural taking place and baffling the very minds of mankind. When all God's children get together with one accord, that one puts 1,000 to flight and two puts 10,000 to flight. Think about how 10,000 could be put millions to flight. The Exodus Project. The Exodus Project. Many of you may have heard the term of Exodus. Many of you thinking about when the children of Israel were given the passkey, the authorization to depart from the land of bondage. That's excellent. That's where we're talking about. And this is where we're going in this manner. I want those of you who are the backsliders, those who are the disbelievers, and those who are because of the way you were treated. You didn't know God. You knew the organization. You didn't know the Holy Spirit. You knew what you were told by a man or by a woman. It's time for you to come back, and we need to establish this network, so that we can go forth and move forward. And this is whom my assignment in this season is for, to get those people back into the fold. Of course, we're going to give you spiritual nutrition. Of course, we're going to give you support. Of course, we're going to give you one-on-one counseling, needed be. And of course, the power of intercessory prayer will be a definitive factor. And you'll see how your life will transform. You will see how things will change in your life. Because the modern day setting of things is sad to say this, and we have to speak the truth, and we have to please God. I don't care if people don't call me a popular presentation. I don't care whether or not people regard me as being honorable in their eyes. But true children of God, of the Most High God, will respect and will acknowledge the teachings that have been going on here. We have to speak the truth. The truth is not popular. Do you remember what Jesus told us? He said, broad is the way, wide is the path that leads to destruction, and many follow therein. Everybody's going down that worldly church road, buying into the system, being acceptable, taking their bribes from the world, compromising, because it feels good. Everybody there, it's popularity. It's popularity in that wide, broad road. But narrow is the way. Straight is the path that leads to eternal life, that leads to the blessing of God in your life, is the fulfillment of his promises in your life, to the miracles of God in your life. And guess what? You will find it. Well, with the Exodus Project, you're going to be some of the few that are going to be finding that road as we're walking that road. Sometimes you're going to have to walk alone. Yes. Pick up the cross. You've got to walk alone. Many people are not going to understand you. They're going to misinterpret your actions. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to want anything to do with you because you don't fit in. Well, we're not supposed to fit in. Jesus said to us through his word, he said, you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, that you should show forth the praises of him that brought you out of darkness into this marvelous life. The marvelous life is the marvelous life. And this is where we live, where we're joyful, we're happy, we're healthy, we're prospering, we're abounding in every good work. This is the life that Jesus intended for us, the abundant life. So reach out to me. You have my contact information, and be sure to connect each time here with Manna of Restoration on the Blog Talk Network. And you can always, always email me as well with your prayer requests, with your petitions, with special needs that you may have or someone around you needs. And don't be afraid to stand up and speak out. Amen. It's just a wonderful time to just be in the body of Christ. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. That means the idols, the idol worshipers. Will I sing praise unto thee? I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they shall hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, that's the seventh verse, will thou revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemy, and thine right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hand. God is already at a blessing to the reading of his word. Reading for you for your soul's motivation and your spiritual installation and the very essence of God's platform of how he manifests his greatness for your soul's inspiration. Psalms 138, the Psalm of David. And God does everything that he says that he would do. Don't lose faith. Don't lose focus. Don't lose insight. Don't become laden with the cares of this world. Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. And know that you are not alone. That's right. You are not alone in this journey. And before we go into the instruction of God's word, each week the presentation will be different because according to how we are led by the Holy Spirit will we present. All right? So understand this. We are following the truth, and the truth will prevail. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord, for this blessed day, this day of awesomeness, this day of greatness, this day of miracles, a day that you have made, and we are glad in it. Father God, we're asking that you touch all of they who are standing before you in your presence, Lord, who have made petitions and prayers, Lord, to you, Heavenly Father, but touch their bodies, Lord, that need the physical manifestation of healing from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let the supernatural power and the balm of Gilead and the power of the Holy Spirit illuminate through their bodies, God, to make them all together whole. Bind every negative force, illness, disease, and condition, Father God, and strengthen them and revive them refreshed and anew. Father God, to those who are heavy-hearted, who are sad, who are feeling as though they've been left out, Father God, give them to know that you have their best interest in mind and that all things work together for the good of them that love you, Lord, and are called according to your purpose. Father God, bring them in contact with true believers who will be a friend to them, Lord. Father God, to those who are desiring the very hand of matrimony, Father God, you said it's not good that man be alone and that you made woman as a helpmeet. Father God, we're asking that you make those divine connections happen, Lord. We don't need the technological database for that to happen, Lord, because, God, you are the divine matchmaker. You know how to bring two people together in the very essence of your service. who would be a great service unto you, Father God. And to those families that are experiencing turbulence, Father God, we're asking that you let the spirit of loving kindness, forgiveness, and unity be made manifest. Father God, to those who are experiencing financial defamation, who can't seem to meet their financial obligations, God, you promised us that if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our heart. You said that we seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, that all these other things be added unto us. Father God, be the personality of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, and make a way out of no way. Lord, where there is no way, make the way happen, God. Where there's windows, God, those windows be made open. Where there's the door, Lord, let the door be set ajar so that they will walk into the area of plenitude. That's right, Father God, and that all their needs be met and that they be a blessing to others as well. And Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We're asking that you bless your word that's going forth this morning in a way of instruction. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. In thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for his word. And let me tell you something. This is a word of knowledge. It is a known factor that is being the elect of God, which God has summoned us to various areas of ministry or operations. The ministry is the way that we interpret the gifts of God that are within us to accomplish certain tasks, okay? This is the understanding of what ministry is. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we get overzealous, or we seek the knowledge of God. We are praying, we fast, we pray, we're reading the word. That's wonderful. Those are base level requirements. And you know, we're seeking the knowledge so we can orchestrate the making forth of the spiritual gifts that they be made manifest and manifold, which manifest means seen and manifold means operative. And we definitely know that this is a part of the evidence that we are born again, that we have the infiltration of the Holy Spirit. We know that. And spiritual knowledge is excellent. Some of us are even seeking and asking God for spiritual gifts to be made, you know, evident within us. Some of us have the gift of tongues, where we're speaking a different language and asking us to give us the ability to interpret those tongues or have someone around us who can interpret. Some of us are even seeking the gift of faith, where the making forth of miracles are even more evident. And all of these wonderful things, the gifts of prophecy. You know something? The Holy Spirit deals with us in seasons. Very good. Very good to understand that. And this, because this is the season for me to be prayerful, for intercessory prayer. Well, according to the Holy Spirit, the following week or month may be for me to just simply teach the word, to speak the word. The following month must be for me to operate through the gift of miracles, through the presbytery, through the laying on of hands. It's according to the seasons. We have to respect seasons. When God tells you this is a season of prayer, he didn't tell you to go out and prophesy. When God tells you this is a season of prophecy, he didn't tell you to go out and to, you know, lay hands through the presbytery to work forth miracles. We have to respect the seasons. That's right, of our ministry. That's right. We have to understand. We all have ministry. Everyone's ministry is different. So don't think that because one person has a ministry to be in the public eye and utilize oration, that they're significantly more important than you. We're all members of the true church. This is not a brick and mortar establishment. This is a spiritual church. And in the true church of Jesus Christ, he's the head. It's perfect. He configures us in the body in the way that it pleases God the Father and him. And you just think about it. Just because you're a hand, you're not always scratching. You're not always writing. You're not always touching things. Sometimes the hand is just there. This is the referendum that gives faith to ministry. Just because you're not operating in anything visible doesn't mean that it's not working within you, because it is. It is. You know, we have feet. You know, our feet are not walking and stepping or running or making any gestures all the time. Sometimes our feet are just complacent, but our feet are still our feet, and they're there, and they serve a purpose. So this is the same reference relevant to spirituality, to ministry. And one thing that people don't seek, they seek knowledge. Oh, yes, they want an understanding because they want to be thorough about what they do. But one thing that we don't seek, because it has natural essence to it, and that's something that we need to do, seek wisdom. Yes, wisdom. Wisdom is a key element in your ministry. It is a key element in your spiritual life. See, wisdom is what we refer to as equilateral balance. You have the spiritual first. We always think the spiritual God first and the natural. They both balance each other. They both harmonize each other. And through wisdom, you attain a better level of understanding and even a greater degree of knowledge. Wisdom is so discounted. It's so pushed behind the door. It's so swept up under the rug. But you see something? In wisdom, it opens up another level of spiritual existence. Yes, it does. And we're going to prove that. We're going to go to the book of wisdom. You know, Solomon was a wise man. He was a very wise man. Jesus Christ was wiser than he. And Solomon had knowledge, but he knew that even so, he had to have wisdom. And the only downfall that Solomon had, or many of you saying the love of women, no, it was pride. See, pride goes before destruction and haughty spirit before a fall. And wisdom will help you to evade from being prideful. See, the Lord does not want us to be prideful. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to be attending to his business. He wants us to be a blessing and to be blessed. And here, we're going to go to the book of Proverbs, right behind the book of Psalms. And we're going to go to the fifth chapter. Here it is. Get your Bible. This is Old Testament. May remember, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Here we go. Here is Proverbs 5:1. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. What is he saying? He's saying, son, sit down, listen, and learn something. And what you learn, benefit from it, so that you will be able to not only be a help to yourself, but you are a help to others. See, wisdom is like the eggs in the cake. You can have the flour, you can have the sugar, you can have the butter, and the flavoring, and stir it all in. But you've got to have the egg so that everything congeals together. Wisdom congeals the spiritual gifts and operations together. Because wisdom regards and respects seasons. And wisdom regards and respects reasons. Wisdom regards and respects the manner in which things operate. It's not enough to know that an electric can opener opens a can. You can have the can opener. This is wisdom. You can have the knowledge that you have a can opener. You can understand that the can opener opens cans. But wisdom says in order for the can opener to operate correctly and open the can and complete the task, you've got to plug it into the outlet. See, common sense, applicity. We overlook wisdom. We discount it as not being important, but it truly is. Second verse, that thou mayest regard discretion. Discretion means boundaries. You know, you're setting boundaries. You're careful. You're mindful. And that thy lips may keep knowledge. That's right. Knowledge is the ability to master what you've learned. Say that with me. Knowledge means the ability to master what you've learned. Okay? Third verse. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Uh-oh, look out. So he's saying, and this is metaphoric language, many of you say, he's talking about a woman, he's using a metaphoric language. Metaphoric language, it represents something that reflects a certain ideology or concept. And he's saying that the lips of a stranger, of someone you don't know, who's they're coming, they speak what you want to hear. They say what you think is very, very beneficial. But is it the truth? Sometimes the truth, let me tell you something. Sometimes the truth is not very sweet. When the Holy Spirit tells us the truth about ourselves, sometimes it's not sweet. Sometimes the Holy Spirit ministers to us about those around us, about social family members, about other individuals and situations around us. Sometimes it's not sweet, but it's beneficial. You know why? Because it prepares us to know who and what we're dealing with, and wisdom says how to deal with it. So don't ever discount wisdom. They're saying that they're saying words that you find just so soothing, just to get into your head and to manipulate you, and then so that they can get what's beneficial out of you. It's not that any of it's true. And her mouth is smoother than oil. That means cunning. Some people are just cunning. They know how to get something at the expense of others. And see, when he's forewarning us about these types of behaviors. Here is the fourth verse. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. That means that such individuals who implement these behaviors always get caught up in their own trap. And the very thing that they try to master and get from you ends up being far and distant from them. Since her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. That means that she falls to ruin. The very plot and plan of the wicked will fall down. That's right. Because God said in his word, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We don't have to speak against those who have wronged us, who have hurt us and mistreated us. God will sometimes even allow faith to overtake them. He will allow circumstances and situations to remove them. This is why he told us to stand still and know that he is God. And sometimes there's even more cruelty. God will allow the spirit of death to overtake them. And that's sad. We don't want to see that, but God said, don't touch his anointed. Don't do his prophets any harm. Leave us alone. If we're wrong, God said, he'll straighten us out. Mankind has no authenticity, an authorization to straighten out God's people. We belong to him. We bear his mark. He knows us. We were first, all of us were first his spiritual children, but some of us as his spiritual children were more endearing to him. And as a result, he called us beloved. That's right. You don't believe it? Yes. And as a result, when we were born through the natural conception into the physical world, God knew us. We were marked. We are marked with his mark. And he knows us. Circumstances come, but he fixes them. People come against us, but God removes them. Situations occur, and God oversees them. That's right. God is not going to allow anything wicked to overtake us. And we have to understand that. See, wisdom says that. Do you know who God is? Do you see he parted the Red Sea through the rod of Moses? Do you see how God allowed the children of Israel to walk through the Red Sea? Do you see how God brought the children of Israel to the promised land, even though they were ungrateful? They started saying we should have stayed in the land of bondage. No! God still loved them because they first believed
in the monotheistic existence of God, the one God system. And because we trust in him and we love him, God loves us even the more as well. And we love him and will continue to love him. And it's such a blessing. God puts us in families. And this is something else I want to say. God puts us in families where we're needed. Sometimes I look and say, oh, why am I not in this family? They have so much love and some compassion. But you know something? God puts us in families where we're needed, where our presence is needed. We don't see it, but we're needed. And I praise God for my family, those who are yet here and those who have went on to their reward, and pray for them. They're in paradise. And I thank God that I prayerfully and honestly that I was an intricate part in helping them to get there. Praise God. And you know something? Sometimes we look at things and say, oh my gosh, and we're holding on to things that happened in the past. We've got to release that mess. And sometimes we have recurring dreams. God is telling us, get that out your system. And so that you can move forward in everything. Yes, you have memories of those who are going on. This is the word of knowledge for someone. And we're going to go back into the teaching, but I have to say this. And sometimes there's a burden, and sometimes there's a heaviness because we're human. We feel the absence of those people who are in our family, that we love them. We might not understand them, but we love them. We love them all. But we have to understand that they're gone, and they're in paradise now. And so we have to release them because it's not fair to them, and it's not fair to God for us to keep on holding on to them. And we have to release them. You know, and when in doing so, we allow the power of God to illuminate greatness within us, and that shows we trust him fully. That's right. It will be decades and decades and decades before we can see them again, but it's all right because God has that in the plan. So let's go back to the word. I had to bring that word of knowledge up. Think first, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou cannot not know them. That means that instability comes from you and desiring to hear people speak well of you. Sometimes when people speak well of you, it's not so much that they like you or they acknowledge your abilities. It's that sometimes people want to see what they can get from you or out of you as a way of manipulation. We have to be careful of the spirit of manipulation because it's happening. It's happening. People are so, you know, presentational, saying, oh, if you send this money and I'll pray for you. No, prayers are free. Jesus never at any given time told any of his followers to give him anything, to give him any denomination of money. And that lets us know we're to follow the same example. He told us to go into the vineyard and work, and whatever is right, he will pay us. Now, I'd far rather let God pay me in many, 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 many years upon the earth and being in excellent health and living a long life and being well and healthy and having enough to cover my needs than to have people to pay me, and they turn around and get angry with me, and then they stop the donations. And we're not supposed to do that anyway. We're not supposed to ask anyone to support us financially. God wouldn't send us out into the vineyard unprepared. He would prepare us. And see, when you're looking for man's service, of course you want to hear the sweetness of words about you, about yourself. This is not God's way. He says, hear now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. He's saying, please listen to what I'm saying to you. It's going to be beneficial. You don't see it now, but later on down the line, you will see the benefits of heeding this instruction. Don't look for sweet words from people and admiration and all of these things, because there's an inner motive oftentimes at work. Remove thy ways far from her and come not to the door of her house. That means don't draw to troublemakers. When people have a spirit of confusion and manipulation, and they always want to come tell you something about what someone said about someone else, be mindful. Because, you know, the old saying was that a dog that brings the bone. I'm not calling any human being a dog, but I'm just utilizing a jargon, an idiom, which is a statement that represents a certain ideology or a concept. The saying was that if a dog brings a bone, they will carry a bone. So a person always has something to tell you about what someone said about you. You better be wary of them because they said something reflective of you as well. So he's saying be mindful of this. Be observant of this. This is wisdom, basic information. Okay? Let me stay away from them. Ninth verse, lest thou give thy honor unto others and thy years unto the cruel. That means not unless you put your hand in the lion's mouth. And when the lion bites off your hand, you're saying, woe is me, what happened to my hand, what happened to my fingers? Well, if you hadn't put your hand in the lion's mouth, you'd have your whole hand. You'd have your fingers, and you'd have all of your base-level operatives. So what you need to do is to keep yourself. Sometimes you've got to keep yourself by yourself and with yourself. You've got to follow that lonely road. Sometimes you have to keep yourself out of trouble and to be a pleasing presence in the eyes of God. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. Uh-oh. He's saying this. Lest you give your good measures over to other people. Some people see what you got and how you've been blessed and benefited. It's not so much that they like you. They want to tap in to see how you do what you do so they can get a piece of it and that they can benefit from it, even if it means selling you out, going behind your back, backstabbing you, backbiting you, setting up barriers against you to get something. Many people are so thirsty. They will do this. And he's saying, be mindful. See, through the eyes of wisdom, you have knowledge. You have an understanding of how to facilitate the knowledge, but you got to have wisdom. You got to have wisdom opens up your eyes in areas of peripheral vision you will never be able to understand. You'll see this. Some of the most rancid plots and plans and evilest aspects of people are right in a person's face every day, and they don't see it. As the old idiom says, they can't see the forest for the trees. So prolifically, he's saying, keep your eyes open, watch your words, keep some things to yourself, and be observant and mindful of your surroundings so that you don't give yourself away to someone who has no good interest of you in mind, who wants what you got at your expense, and you end up giving your wealth to strangers. That's not God's will. Wealth is the accumulation of what you've gained. That's right. And he doesn't want us to do that. And I mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. That means when you break down and you're saying, oh, woe is me. Why did I get into this circumstance? How did I get into this situation? He's saying because you did not listen. You did not adhere to wisdom. You did not follow the path that told you to remain straight and to be obedient. This is the reason why. And say, how have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof? What is he saying? How is it that all of this was right in front of my face? I saw it, but I didn't see it. No, because sometimes in the flesh, we want to be pacified. We want to be pat on the back. We want to believe that everything is okay. Everybody likes us. Everybody holds our best interest in mind. Oh, this person is my friend. And some people aren't your friend. They're your frenemies. They're on an assignment. If our Lord and Savior, all-powerful, almighty, had a bitter enemy right in his camp, right in his face, how much more we little people are going to have the same presentation within our camp, disguised as friends? We call them frenemies. It happens every day. A person has a large amount of wealth. Suddenly their house is vandalized or their residency is plundered. what happens? They find out the person that did it had an inside connection. That wasn't a person walking up and down the street just casing out your residency. That person knew you. They know your whereabouts. They know you're going out, you're coming in. They did it. Okay? So this is why we have to be mindful. See, these things may seem a little bit astringent. They may seem a little harsh, but it's to our benefit. Sometimes we have to sit alone. Sometimes we have to stand alone. Sometimes we even have to be alone. Sometimes we have to eat alone. Sometimes we have to go out and about alone, but it's to protect us because we have to be mindful. See, when you're carrying the anointing of God in your life, you're a moving target. Oh, my goodness. You're a hot commodity. You might think you're not on the popularity list. Well, you are, and you have to be careful because, you know, God has given us this treasure in an earthen vessel. So we have to be careful. And so in being careful, that means sometimes we have to cut people off. Sometimes we have to be in a different area of designation. But nevertheless, God gets the glory from our actions. Listen, it's been a wonderful, blessed broadcast. Don't get sad. Get glad. We're coming back again on next Sunday, and we're going to continue on talking about the power of wisdom in our lives, how wisdom can produce blessings. And I say to you, let this be a miracle-filled, amazing week full of God's greatness, His goodness, His kindness, and His loving kindness and tender mercy. And in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and concerning me. And God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we're able to ask and even think. You've got your host with the most from coast to coast, the Esquire Abigail Oaks, known as Jamona City Maharani. And most of all, we have the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Teacher, giving us the guidance that we need to be a great asset in the kingdom of God and to be a success in life so that we can help others to succeed. Because through him, we are more than conquerors through who loved us. Thank you. Have a blessed week. We'll see you again on Sunday.